The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. I would probably think that maybe some of you are here at least this morning, if not many of you, have been to the Holy Land. And many, many years ago when I was much younger, and I went to the Holy Land, and I was there more or less on my own, and I was staying in a hostel rather than a hotel. And I met a group of young people there, and we began to get to know one another. And then one morning, when I came down for breakfast, they said to me, we're going to walk today from Jerusalem down to Jericho. We'd love you to come with us. And I said, fine, yeah, that would be, I would enjoy that, not realizing what a long walk it was. Now, you know, in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And there's a line there, even though I walk in the valley of death, no evil would I fear. And so you go down, if you're walking, you don't walk down on the road, but you walk down a sort of a mountain path. And halfway down there, you realize how vulnerable you have become, because you're kind of walking along a narrow path or a ledge, and there's if you fall off the ledge, that's the last of you. But you're very, very vulnerable. And a lot of people in the time of Jesus walking that journey would have been attacked or robbed. It's probably where the good Samaritan came upon the man who was robbed. And so I was very aware. It gave me a whole new insight into Psalm 23. Even though I walk in a valley of death, no evil would I fear. And so even if I'm worried and I'm distressed and I'm in turmoil and so on, I can trust in the Lord. And so we eventually got down to Jericho. And I looked around Jericho for a while, and then we made our own way back up to Jerusalem at different times, and I came back on one of the local buses. And it was very, very crowded, and I ended up right in the back of the bus. There was a long seat. We were all kind of pretty tight. And then a man at one of the stops, a man got into the bus with two cans of gasoline or two cans of petrol. And he pushed them on the step, because there was two steps at the back door. And wasn't in great shape, and it was you had a gear shift. He going up to Jerusalem, because you go up ahead, would kind of spill. You get the smell of the petrol. That was fine, until a man beside me took out a cigarette. Phew. And struck a match. And I looked at him, and he just smiled. You know, why are you looking? And he began to smoke the cigarette. Meanwhile, the bus was chugging, it would be a good word. And the petrol was, there was more and more the petrol becoming, it was very strong smell. And your man was quite happy smoking away. And I was praying like hell. I don't know you pray. Going down along the narrow ledge. But now, Lord, I really need your protection. And you know, the end of the story is I obviously got back safe to Jerusalem. So now, just very briefly, I thought you'd find that little story interesting. So now I was thinking along the lines to today of where we are at the present time. And in the gospel this morning, Jesus' aim and Jesus' vision was that we would become one flock under one shepherd. In other words, that we'd all become one under Jesus or under God. And I would imagine we're very much affected by our culture, and we seem to be, maybe not necessarily you, but many, many people seem to be very far apart nowadays, and we live in a very divided culture, a very divided culture. And I just want to go back briefly to last Tuesday, when we had a verdict on the trial of Derek Chauvin, and on the verdict on what happened to George Floyd. And it was interesting, I thought, two things. One of them was people of color, and they're part of God's children too. We got to remember that. The color of your skin doesn't make you different in the eyes of God. It's just an accident, the color of your skin. But it was sad to think that most people of color did not expect the verdict that eventually came. They were of the belief that there's no way a white police officer is going to be found guilty for the killing of a black person. And that was the uppermost thought in most people's mind. I thought that was very sad. But on the other hand, something I didn't hear mentioned, and it applies to many people. Because that particular officer was condemned, does not mean that all police officers are bad people. Because in my time, and I'm sure in your time, I met some wonderful police officers. And they too, like us, they have their fears. And they are confronted with very dangerous situations every day of the week. And they too, like us and like you, are probably have wives and families and children. And they have a job, and that's their job. And I, in my own life, I have experienced that too, to be castigated or to be scapegoated, like a lot of the police are today, or black people are, or people of color, or maybe you too. For example, when the whole thing about child abuse was raging in Ireland, and even to this day, I would not walk around publicly in Ireland. Well, in the big cities, I might down in the country where I come from, but not in the big cities would I walk around wearing a collar, because if I did, I would be almost certainly I would be pushed, I would be spat upon, or I would be called a paedophile, because there's an idea or a concept in many people's minds that because one priest is bad, we all must be bad. Well, I think I'm right in saying that for every priest who was accused of child abuse, 1,000 priests were good priests and would never do anything like that. Never, never, never. I have a great love for children. I think children are beautiful, and I hope you too have. I know at times they can be a pain, and but they are beautiful, and they are to be respected, loved, and cared for. And so we must be very careful, coming back to ourselves to finish off. We must be very careful not to be too quick to judge, you know, not to be too quick to judge. And going back to the trial that came to an end on Tuesday and to the previous weeks, how often they try to frame the victim, because like all of us, George Floyd wasn't perfect. He wasn't a saint. He had his failings. But who hasn't? But he was a human, and he deserved to live and to live his life to the best of his ability, as each one of us have. And, you know, many people, maybe some of you here, I was reading this morning or recently, if you belong to the LGBT community, it's amazing how in many churches you don't feel welcome. And if you live in Poland, a large number of LGBT, a large number of that community at the moment are leaving Poland because they are attacked, they are victimized, they're not accepted wherever they go, either in church or in normal society. That's sad. That's sad. We all need to look into our own hearts. We really do. And that's what part of the Good Shepherd Sunday is about. And have a respect for each and every human being, irrespective of their color, creed, or ethnicity, or where they came from. Every single person is a child of God, somebody to be loved and cared for. And where does that begin? As everything else, it begins with me. And so I have to ask myself, do I firmly believe that I am loved by God just as I am? I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be without sin. But can I totally accept myself as I am? Because that is the key. And if I can see myself as loved by God with all my faults, with all my failings, then I began to see others in the same light. But that's the key. I've got to begin with myself. That's where I always begin. And when I begin with myself, and I'm aware of my own faults and my own failings, I also become less and much less judgmental. I stop judging. And I accept people where they are, how they are, who they are.